Thank you, Jonathan, and I'm excited to be here again to share with you our near-term growth program. Our program provides significant growth potential through a mix of brownfield improvements and near-ready, low-capital-intensive projects that will deliver a step change in copper production. Building upon our review of QB operations, we know there is excess capacity from the asset from previous expansion studies. Increasing capacity at QB through optimization, debottlenecking, it's the lowest capital intensity opportunity to increase copper production in the industry today, potentially increasing up to 25% production in the next 3 to 5 years. Our Zafranal asset has very competitive capital intensity with rapid payback in the first few years due to its initial higher grades. This asset is in a strong mining region and is well supported by government and surrounding infrastructure. Our San Nicolas asset is a solid project with lower capital intensity. It is a 50-50 joint venture with Agnico Eagle, whom provide in-country experience to support project development and thereafter the operation. It is also in a strong mining region in Mexico, close to people, infrastructure, and resources. Overall, very exciting opportunities as we are already progressing in QB and targeting to potentially sanction by the end of 2025 our Zafranal and San Nicolas projects. Starting with QB, I covered QB's roadmap for achieving stability and ramp up to nameplate operation earlier today. The next step is increasing QB's capacity through a disciplined approach, building upon that stable operation. We know there's excess capacity from the asset from our previous expansion studies. And the first step is optimization. This starts when stability is achieved across the value chain, then targeting a 5 to 15% increase in production. From an optimization perspective, we have a robust design. As we reviewed it already, demonstrating its ability to operate above design at certain times in certain areas for short periods of time. We expect to transition to optimization in the second half of 2025 and into 2026. In parallel, once you're stable, once you optimize, it'll become clear what areas of the operation we need to debottleneck with minor capital to achieve a further increase above to 15% production. And that capacity will be leveraging our expected max plant capacity before major capital is required. This will require a minor permit that we plan on submitting by the end of the first half of 2025. And lastly, we have started work on what is the next evolution of QB beyond just debottlenecking. This analysis is considering multiple options to significantly increase QB capacity, recognizing the generational mineral endowment of the asset. Plant optimization builds upon the work to stabilize the operation, and we've already achieved increased capacity for short periods of time. No additional permits are required to achieve this increase. And more specifically, optimization works looks to optimize the power availability in our SAG mills. We have approximately 15% additional power available that can be used to improve rate and recovery. Other work includes the installation of smaller redundancies, such as small pumps, valves, or instrumentation, to provide additional flexibility and control. None of these elements require major capital, and they capture operational learnings to provide flexibility to their operation to improve online time. Asset reliability improvements will continue from stabilization. Minor modifications to equipment to facilitate maintenance and improving shutdown maintenance practices to reduce time are one of few of examples. And lastly, throughput increases will be focused on improving our filtration and clarify our operation through additional operational controls, building upon our performance today. And as we stabilize and start optimizing, it will become clear what aspects of the asset will require debottlenecking to achieve up to 15% increase. This increase will require a minor permit, which we plan to submit by the end of the first half of 2025 to achieve that increase. Now, defining debottlenecking projects is dependent on the demonstrated maximum capacity of each component through optimization work, and there is the real focus on maximizing the additional power available from our SAG mills. Examples of potential minor capital work would include installation of an additional ball addition system to separate our ball mill and sag mill ball addition systems, upgrade to conveyor belt rollers to facilitate rapid replacement, improving our feed chute design to increase the life of the component, as well as improving the distribution of ore inside our coarse ore stockpile to improve its life capacity. And as you ramp up rates, we review the potential need for the addition of two flotation cells, Jameson cells, which you would add at the end of our flotation circuit. Because as you ramp up your rate, your recovery time, your retention time in your circuit decreases. Thus, your recovery would decrease. We have successfully installed these types of cells during a debottlenecking program at Red Dog and have achieved the improved recovery as a result. Our pipelines, our tailing facility, and desalination facility all today show the capacity to meet this increase. So in summary, we have low capital options to debottleneck the operation. We need more operational time to confirm where improvements are required, which allows for efficient use of capital. Now, Teck has a history of successfully debottlenecking our operations through targeted investments and improving operational performance. At HVC, we added a new flotation plant and it made improvements to our grinding circuit, achieving that step change in performance. And then Antamina, the site was quickly able to increase production through optimization and then had another step change to a debottlenecking program through the addition of a sag line and other equipment. At Red Dog, we have completed several debottlenecking programs in their flotation and grinding circuits, each time achieving a step change improvement in production. In summary, we have the expertise within the company to complete debottlenecking plans and defining the improvement pipeline to achieve a step change in performance. We have successfully demonstrated that ability in the past with the assets we have, and this will be applied to QB. Now, QB is a generational asset. The current mine plan only uses less than 14% of the defined resource. This provides an opportunity to expand and create life extensions. An EA will be required to support expansion and extension plans. And this work has started. We are reviewing opportunities to expand our current tailings facility, and we're reviewing a second location, which we studied to a pre-feasibility level previously. This is a significant advantage to any future expansion, that is, we have already have our tailings optionality identified. The resource itself has expansion potential through multiple pushbacks. And with that, we're considering various options on capital-efficient approach to expand the operation under different configurations. And part of that analysis is to consider what technology options, such as coarse particle flotation, would add, and we've initiated testing to evaluate their potential. So overall, we have the potential to increase copper production by over 500,000 tons per year. And building upon that expansion discussion, we continue to advance the knowledge of the asset, increasing the reserves and resources to over 10 billion tons over the past 10 years. We have good knowledge of the ore body, giving us confidence for planning for the future. The ore body continues to have a low strip ratio throughout the multiple expansions, which is unique for this type of material. And we continue to advance further exploration. So overall, it goes without saying, there's significant potential in the ore body to support multiple expansions. Now, pivoting from QB, we are very excited about two near-term growth projects, starting with Zafranal. A few key points on the asset. Teck is the operator of the asset with 80% ownership, with the Mitsubishi Materials owning the other 20%. It is a long life asset with a mine life extension opportunities in a well-known mining jurisdiction near Arequipa, Peru, with many other mining majors operating in the region. It is a quality investment with attractive front-end grade profile that allows for rapid payback. It will be in the mid-cost curve operation with a competitive capital intensity. And the current operational design mirrors successful other mid-sized operations. And we have strong support from proven regulators, and we have engaged all community stakeholders over the past 10 years. The following is a summary of the site location and is close to well-constructed infrastructure. The mine is at 2,400 meters, and it will be a conventional open-pit operation. The mill will be a nominal 65,000 tons per day capacity connected by a 3.5-kilometer tunnel to the mine. The tailings will be a sand dam constructed near the concentrator. And having recently been to site, when you stand at site, you can appreciate the natural benefits of the site and how it'll all come together. When you stand at the future pit, I have to admit, the first thing I noticed was not being at a few thousand meters lower than QB. One can also appreciate the natural gradient or of the concentrator and tailings where it'll be located. It supports a natural flow of material between the different tanks and where the and as well as the tailings dam itself. And the land area is already quite open, which makes it that much easier to get started. So overall, it's quite a bit simpler than QB. Further, a sustainable water source will be pumped to the site following the main access road. Power will be fed from Arequipa, and concentrate will be trucked along the main proven highways to a local port that is already being used by other major mining companies. And lastly, the closest communities are 25 kilometers away from the mine site, and we have very positive local community support. The Zafranal ore body will support a standard open pit layout. The ore body moves from a high-grade supergene deposit to a low-grade hypogene deposit. The recovery model has accounted for the supergene deposit by treating the first few years, and the learnings from QB will only support achieving that recovery target. There's high confidence in the ore body, with a high reserve focus in preparation for sanction and operation. And lastly, there's growth potential to be evaluated further. And for Zafranal's path to value, we have our environmental permit and have started detailed engineering and detailed planning for potential advanced works. Work in progress incorporating the approach Carlo will outline shortly includes updating the Class 3 estimate, developing a detailed execution plan, finishing permit requirements, and all land acquisition. Ultimately, looking to have the project ready for a potential sanction decision by the end of next year. So in summary, this is an excellent near-term growth opportunity. It provides for a rapid payback considering the initial grade profile and is a well-known deposit. It will be in the second quartile of cash costs, and it will have a clean copper gold concentrate with substantial gold value of life of mine. And we will be ready to execute, and not many other projects are ready to execute more broadly. Pivoting from Zafranal, our San Nicolas project is also very exciting. This asset is a unique and high-quality mid-sized base metal asset with a high average copper and zinc grades with low capital intensity. A few key points. DEC is a 50% owner with Agnico Eagle, who have in-country experience and have a $500 million earn-in to the project. It has a 15-year mine life with a well-known mining jurisdiction near Zacatecas, Mexico, with excellent access to well-developed infrastructure and resources to support construction and operations. It will have a first quarter C1 cash cost and competitive capital intensity. It will produce copper and zinc concentrate with silver and gold payables. And overall, we have positive, well-established community engagement. So this is a project with significant potential. The following is a summary of the site and the infrastructure of the project, or infrastructure. First, when you compare it to QB2, the first thing you notice driving the site is you're not just driving on one, but you have two national highways to visit the site on. Two, you have multiple options to fly to the area, with three international airports within an hour from the site. The site itself is flat, compact, and has a small footprint. We have set up a viewing posting, which is near the open pit mine, where it will be, where you can actually see the pit, the tailings facility, and the concentrator. And all this is completely different to QB2, where there is a large distance between facilities and general infrastructure like highways and airports. And then there is less altitude as well. The operation will be a conventional open pit mine. The mill will be 20,000 tons per day, producing copper and zinc. Water will be sourced from pit dewatering, and we're currently evaluating various power options. The tailings facility is a simpler design than QB2, and we have strong support from local communities. So overall, a compact site for construction and operations. And similar to Zafranal, it is a well-known deposit with a 15-year life. This deposit supports a standard mining approach, and we also have a clear understanding of copper and zinc deportment to support operational and commercial planning. For the San Nicolas Path to Value, we're in the process of getting our environmental permit. We have completed our land acquisitions and are completing our feasibility study and execution strategy to be completed by the first half of next year. And ultimately, looking to have the project ready for a potential sanction decision by the end of next year. In summary, this is an excellent opportunity from several perspectives. It will have a first quartile cash cost and capital and competitive capital intensity. It will have high zinc production in the first 5 years and have excellent project returns due to high-grade mineralization. And in addition, the Agnico Eagle Partnership, through their $500 million earn-in and then 50-50 funding for subsequent capital, reduces Teck's near-term funding requirements, enhances returns while leveraging Agnico Eagle's in-country experience. So in summary, we have several exciting near-term growth opportunities. QB, through optimization and debottlenecking, is the lowest capital intensity opportunity to increase copper production in the industry. Zafranal is capitally competitive and has a rapid payback due to high grade or in the first few years of operation. And the San Nicolas project is quite capitally competitive with attractive economics, enhanced and de-risked with the partnership with Agnico Eagle. Now, Crystal will review our investment criteria later in the presentation. But overall, we will take a disciplined approach, recognizing these fantastic near-term opportunities. And now I'll hand over to Carla Mills, who leads our project delivery, who will explain how we will successfully deliver our near-term projects.